Hi, this is Ryan George from the thing you're currently watching. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for It that I made several years ago, and then stick around after because I'm going to talk about it.
While you're doing that, I'm going to draw a scary clown.
So you have a book adaptation for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Are you familiar with It?
With what?
With It.
What's It, though?
The name of the book.
What is?
No, It is.
What?
It.
What is the name of the book?
It is the name of the book.
What is?
It.
You gotta help me out here, man.
Okay, there's a book.
Right.
There's a title written on the front of that book.
Of course.
That title...
Yes.
...is It.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
You know what the title is now?
I do.
Tell me the title.
I don't know what the title is.
It's It. The book is called It.
Oh, It is the title.
Yes.
Why didn't you just say that?
I don't know.
This movie's gonna be hard for people to Google.
Oh yeah, probably.
So what is It about?
Well, it is a novel by Stephen King about a shape-shifting interdimensional being in the late 1980s that terrorizes Derry, a town where every adult is like really, really creepy.
How does this thing terrorize the town?
He feasts on children and he feeds on their fear.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, so most of the time he takes the form of a horrifying, monstrous clown called Pennywise and he lives in the sewer.
Why a clown?
It's just how he lures the children towards him, and then he turns into what they're really afraid of.
But you said he's a horrifying, monstrous clown.
Oh yeah, the kids are real scared of him.
So why is that his strategy to lure kids towards him?
What do you mean?
So he wants to lure kids towards him so he can shapeshift into whatever they're afraid of and then feed on their fear.
Yes.
So why does he take the form of a terrifying clown to lure them in?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it make a lot more sense to take the form of something they like to lure them in?
Probably, yeah.
Like if he's in the sewers in the late 80s and he's trying to lure kids, why doesn't he take the form of, like, a Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, no, that would be smart of him. Anyway, he goes with Scary Murder Clown.
Okay.
So he's gonna murder a couple of kids right off the bat to get the movie rolling.
Oh, so he's, like, really doing this.
Oh, yeah. Then he's gonna set his sights on our main characters, a group of kids called the Losers Club.
What's he gonna do to them?
Well, one by one, he's gonna get them alone, and then he's gonna pop out and scare them.
Oh.
Yeah, give them a real good spook.
What does he do then?
What do you mean?
After he scares them, what happens?
That's about it.
Is it hard for the kids to get away?
Oh, no. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh.
Yeah, in pretty much every instance, they'll just run away or even just leave the room.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How come it's super easy for them to escape but not the kids at the beginning?
Well, there is a reason for it in the book, but we're not gonna talk about it in the movie.
I feel like we should talk about it, though. What is it?
The kids are under the protection of a cosmic turtle god that vomited out the universe.
Yeah, maybe let's not talk about it in the movie.
Yeah, probably shouldn't.
Mm.
The book also explains that Pennywise likes to kind of marinate them in fear before eating them.
But we're not gonna explain that either?
We're not gonna explain that either.
So there's like some really important stuff to understand from the book that we're just not gonna mention.
I don't really think we need to, though.
Why is that?
Well, because it is based on a book. Anytime someone writes a comment online about something from the movie not making sense...
Oh, somebody who's read the book will jump in like, well, you should have read the book, idiot.
Exactly, so it's not really our responsibility to explain... anything, really.
Fair enough. So how does the movie end?
Well, Pennywise is gonna capture Beverly, the girl of the group. He's gonna bring her into the sewers, and then he's gonna turn into a big old toothy dolphin with lights in his throat.
Lights? What are the lights about?
Well, you should have read the book, idiot.
You got me.
So anyway, then all the kids defeat Pennywise by banding together and hitting him and not being afraid of him. And so he kinda goes away to wait for the sequel.
Well, it sounds like a pretty interesting concept, and we're-
And then the kids have an orgy.
Wait, what?
Well, the kids, they get lost on their way out of the sewers, so they, you know, take turns having sex with Beverly.
What are you talking about?
It's in the book.
There's no way that's in the book.
Swear to God, something about bringing the group together so they can remember how to leave.
Jesus!
You think I should leave that out of the movie?
Should you leave the child gangbang out of the movie? Yeah, probably.
All right, I'll cut it out.
Thank you.
But what do you think about the rest of the concept?
Well, it sounds like a pretty straightforward horror movie, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll put it together, we'll give it a shot, hopefully make a couple of bucks.
Not like an Oscar hopeful for Warner Bros. Is what you're saying?
2017 will have been a sad year for movies if we submit a murder clown film to the Academy.
So listen, he's only a clown on weekends, his day job is medical doctor, and you're gonna get through this. It's very treatable. So the pitch meeting for It. This was the 11th pitch meeting I ever made, and it's probably around this time that I started to realize that I could just kind of do any kind of joke I could imagine with this kind of format. I remember being very happy when I realized I could do this kind of who's on first style gag with the title of It. And I realize some people who watch these videos may be young and not know about who's on first, so if you like that kind of wordplay confusion bit, I did. Just look up who's on first, Abbott and Costello. You will have a good time or your money back.
Oh, an update on this pitch meeting. The question I'm sure everyone has been asking for years. Is this movie hard to Google? Well, no, as it turns out, not at all. It's the first results. It's super easy. Bellinana Cavini. They even have this emoji thing going on when you just Google the word it.
I didn't know Google did that. That makes me want to Google every movie I've ever heard of to see if there are a little emoji moving around.
The tricky thing about this movie, and it's something that happens with lots of movies that are based on books, the filmmakers kind of just let themselves not explain things because it's explained in the books. I'm of the opinion that if something in a movie doesn't make sense unless you've read the book, that's kind of a failing on the movie's part. It shouldn't necessarily require homework to understand. In this movie, it's probably more widely accepted that Pennywise just popped out, scared people, and then disappeared, because that happens in all horror movies. I made a sketch about this on my own channel back in the day. Like, why don't ghosts ever stick around after jump scares? Like, what was that about? And in the case of It, the explanation is a giant cosmic space turtle, so I can kind of understand why they didn't want to include that. I've never read the book, but I did have to do a lot of research just to make this pitch meeting, and that is actually how I discovered that whole sewer thing with the kids. That is a real thing in the book. It happens. It happens.
I read a quote from Stephen King, something he said in 2013 about people's reaction to that scene. He said, "Times have changed since I wrote that scene, and there is now more sensitivity to those issues."
And, you know, to be fair to Stephen King, what I would say... No, I'm kidding. That was a weird thing to write, Stephen. Very strange.
You did a weird thing in your book. You wrote it, and it got published a lot. And you did it.
I've also read his book called On Writing that's about his process and whatnot, and he was probably on a lot of drugs when he wrote it, to be honest.
Still weird.
Okay, question time. Would you ever do classics like Wizard of Oz or Lawrence of Arabia?
I would, and I would like to, but here's the thing that I am stuck on. It's a thing with my own format.
The fact that each pitch meeting ends with the article at the end, you know? That format has kind of restricted me to movies of which there would be an article on ScreenRant.com. Because movies like Lawrence of Arabia came out just a tiny little bit before ScreenRant came to be, ScreenRant didn't cover much news about the movie Lawrence of Arabia, which is weird because it is always in the headlines, daily.
But yeah, so I think what I would have to do classic movies is kind of invent a punchline or change that format to like smash cut to a fake newspaper. But because I'd kind of be inventing the headline, it doesn't feel the same. I'd be curious to know what you guys think. Like, would you be okay if I did something like that?
Is there anything that you ever put in a pitch meeting that you later regretted, maybe for being a little too harsh or even just factually inaccurate? Thanks for all the great work.
Two things come to mind that kind of haunt me.
Number one, in the pitch meeting for Ready Player One, I accidentally said the actress's name instead of the character's name. The Bush League. Shouldn't have done that.
We're also gonna have Wade fall in love with another Easter egg hunter named Olivia.
And another one is in the Spider-Verse pitch meeting. I mentioned something about like there being no motivation for the robot tech suit, when in actuality, in the comment section, they pointed out there totally was. It was her father's or something. That was just, I missed that when I was watching the movie and I made a mistake. I don't like making mistakes and I don't tolerate mistakes. And so I suspended myself without pay for 2 weeks and just kept all the money for myself.
Question, why did you stop using the "let me get off of that thing" line? It was one of my favorites and I missed that.
Full honesty, full transparency, you just reminded me that that was a catchphrase. So I'll bring it back. You'll probably see it in the next one.
Why do you have such a weird bendy little finger?
Oh my God.
Okay, thanks for watching. Feel better soon.